Welcome to another episode of the largely unanticipated, but not completely undeserved, sit-down, stand-up show.
I say, we seem to be very popular among waterfowl these days. They think we're hilarious.
My goodness, do you really think so?
Why, of course. Didn't you hear all that quacking?
Of course I did. What's your point?
We had the audience quacking up.
A 2-minute penalty has been called on Jack McUnemployable for the use of a lame and obvious pun.
I guess you're right. That was pretty foul.
That's another 2 minutes for foul wordplay.
I suppose I ought to pipe down and get my act to feather, or I could just wing it.
Stop it! I'm warning you!
Go easy on me. I'm doing my nest.
That's it! Bailiff, whack that man on the noggin!
My pleasure! Ouch! You bonked me on my Louvre Museum!
That's the wrong noggin!
Well, this is a radio show. You try aiming for the right noggin when you can't see any visual-type pictures. I believe that we should probably get on with the story. No, I don't mind if we don't, because I'm paid by the hour.
Right. Where were we?
As you may recall, Jack McUnemployable had just experienced a failed mugging in an attempt to become poor and destitute.
That is right. Whatever shall I do now?
Hey, bud, over here.
I say, a suspicious and shifty-looking individual who has an air of someone dealing in less than quasi-legal goods and services.
Yeah, that's what they call me for short.
What is your log name?
Shifty.
Ooh, that is a name that garners my complete and unwavering trust.
Listen, I've been watching yous, and I got the answers to your problems.
My problems?
Hey, I got an accent, okay? Don't make fun of it.
Where did you pick up your accent?
Bought it off a guy in Jersey for 27 cents.
New Jersey?
Football jersey.
Ooh.
Listen, Mac, if yous want to be a beggar, you gotta look the part. Dressing like that ain't gonna do squat for yous. Now I happen to be prepared to offer yous a full set of dirty, ripped-up, mangled clothes for a reasonable sum.
How much?
10,000.
10,000? I thought you said a reasonable sum.
That is reasonable. I need a sport car and a boat and a house in Rio. That's three reasons right there.
Oh, I can't argue with that. But you see, I only have American money, which does not work here in England.
England?
Yes, this episode is set in England.
Let me see the script. Well, how about that? Well, I'll just exchange your currency then. How about that?
Very well.
Let's see, you've got $10,000, that's 28,000 pounds, there's 14 pounds and a stone, so here you go. Here's a bag with 2,000 stones in it.
Whatever would I do without the kindness of strangers?
Now then, let's try the jacket on you first, shall we?
Okay.
I'll just take your old one.
All right, let me just take my arm out. And then my other arm.
You've left something in your jacket.
Oh, what's that?
Your head.
Whoops.
Hang on a minute while I get your raggedy coat. There you go.
It's like it was made just for me.
Alrighty then, now we'll get you your pants. You'll just hand me your old ones.
Very well. I will just take them off and... Oh, we probably shouldn't be doing this on Oxford Street.
No problem. We'll just step behind this conveniently placed pile of antiquated ideas.
Oh, that's much better. Now then, I'll just take out one leg, and then the other, and then...
What the heck is that thing?
Oh, that depends.
On what?
On if this is a furry story or not.
How's that?
If it's a furry story, then that is my tail, all covered with fluff and fuzz.
And if it ain't?
Then I finally discovered what happened to that bologna sandwich I've been saving since Labor Day.
Well, you've got the smell of a hobo down for sure. Now here. Is your pant.
I can't buy that, it's torn.
I wasn't talking to yous.
Ernie, what are you doing here?
I came to return an item I purchased from this gentleman not half an hour ago.
No refund.
You sold me a man-eating tiger, and it hasn't eaten a single man yet.
You don't think this tiger is a man-eater?
Certainly not. I've been swindled.
Here, rub this on your skin next time you want him to eat somebody.
What is it?
Barbecue sauce.
I say, now that's a man-eating tiger.
Another satisfied customer.
I am very pleased with my new poor and destitute hobo look, but perhaps a few more rips and tears would be in order.
Not a problem. How's that?
Good.
And that?
Good.
And that?
That wasn't fabric!
Sorry about that. I'll give you that last one for free then.
Say, how much for the man-eating tiger?
Oh, you don't want that old thing?
Why not?
Man-eating tigers are old hat. There's no novelty. But for a suitable fee, you can have a man-eating chicken.
A man-eating chicken? This I have got to see.
All right, then. Now, look over at that sidewalk cafe.
Okay.
What do you see at that table?
A man.
And what's he eating?
Chicken.
There you have it. A man-eating chicken.
2-minute penalty on Shifty Sports.
Put a sock in it, Hughes.
Make me.
Make me. Make me.
Yeah, miss me.
What the? Who did I shoot then? Oh, no. Not again.
Oh, dear. Are you all right, Mr. Gumley?
You shot me right through my parliamentary debates. And on that note, I have gone with Jack's fortune.
Hey, wait. Come back here.
Never.
Bring back my money. You stole all of my money. You stole... Hey. He stole my money.
He did it that.
Now I can finally achieve my lifelong dream of becoming a poor and destitute hobo.
Huzzah, sir! Oh, wait, no.
What? What is it?
Shifty managed to swipe your money in exchange for some rocks, right, sir?
Quite right.
And, exactly what kind of rocks did he give you, sir?
Let me see, rubies, emeralds, sapphires, diamonds, pearls. Oh, no!
You've got yourself a fortune there.
And he's bankrupted himself. Why would he do such a thing? Unless...
Unless what, sir?
Unless...
Unless what, sir?
Unless I find the next page of the script, we're not going to be able to end this show.
Oh, here it is, sir. Well, I was just using it to plug up the bullet hole.
That's better.
Ahem.
Ahem.
Or a her, as the case may be.
Here we are, end the show, plug out the bullet hole, ahem or her, as the case may be. Here we are. Unless Shifty is after my father's title as well.
So now, Jack has learned that Shifty, the Shifty-eyed swindler, is in fact not out to swindle him and leave him broke and penniless, but to claim the title of hobo as his own. A stupid thing to do, if you ask me, but...
Announcer Fogey, why are you wrapping up so soon? We still have a minute left in the show.
What? Oh, yes, well, I just figured I would get a head start on things.
You can't do that.
Yeah, there's still a bunch of story left. What I said, I want to find out if I gets away with it.
Oh, very well.
Now then, to figure out where Shifty might have gone. It's Tuesday, and the wind is in an up by north-downerly direction, which means that the...
And now we must leave our hero for...
Wait! I thought you were going to let us finish.
Sorry. You all spent so many seconds complaining that we ran out of time.
Oh, pooh.
Join us next time for the sit-down, stand-up show. Unless we decide to do something else. Good night, water bags everywhere.